All right, we can go backwards now because the Ag and Fish are with us, and we're going to have a presentation on the wholesale markets around Victoria Harbour. As members recall, we visited both the major facilities around the water on the waterfront, one in Shangwan and one in Changchawan, and these are obviously potential assets, I think, from a harbour front enhancement point of view, and clearly we're keen to see what's going to happen. So please welcome AFCD. Dr. Liu, are you going to brief us? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I'll first ask my colleague, Ms. Wendy Goh, to go through some slides with you to introduce wholesale market and the wholesale trade in Hong Kong, and then we'll be happy to answer questions from members.
Good. Welcome. Off you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. So in the following presentation, I will try to give members an overview about the roles of the fresh food wholesale trade and the marketing facilities along the Victoria Harbour. The fresh food wholesale trade plays a very important role in the supply chain. It channels import and local fresh food items downstream to the retail outlets and restaurants throughout Hong Kong. It also provides grading, trimming, and pre-cooking preparation services for wet market, catering outlets and restaurants. Moreover, it also extends credit test facilities, cash flow, particularly for the small retail operators. As you see in the slide, the fresh fruit from the local vegetable farms, fish farms, and poultry farms, or from the fresh fruit import by sea, air, or road are channeled through the wholesale markets, where the bulk baking, sorting, grading, repackaging, regrouping takes place before the food is sent to the retail shops, supermarket, and catering business. And in recent years, most vegetable wholesalers also provide value-added service, like pre-cooking food preparation, such as washing, trimming, cutting to size, grading, repackaging, and labeling for their retail customers. The wholesale activity operates under one single roof will also provide a wide range of choices for the buyers. It will also facilitate the bulk handling and transportation within a short period of time, and also enables buyers and sellers to negotiate price and trade in a transparent and competitive manner. And finally, it also minimizes the environmental nuisance and traffic congestion to local residents. At present, there are wholesale markets operated by the government, non-government statutory bodies, and also by the wholesale traders themselves. For the Agriculture, Fisheries and Conservation Department, we manage four wholesale markets. Namely, the Changshawan Wholesale Food Market Phase 1, the Western Wholesale Food Market, the Changshawan Temporary Wholesale Poultry Market, and the North District Temporary Wholesale Market for Agricultural Products. Statutory bodies like the Fish Marketing Organization, or FMO in short, and the Vegetable Marketing Organization, or VMO in short, were established back in 1940s under the law to assist post-war rehabilitation of local fishing fleets and farming community, and to provide facilities and services for the orderly and efficient marketing of marine fish and vegetables. And at present, the FMO operates a total of 7 wholesale markets at Changshawan, Kun Tong, Shao Ki Wan, Aberdeen, Castle Peak, Tai Po, and Sai Kung, while the VMO operates the Changshawan Wholesale Virtual Market. There are also 3 public wholesale markets run by the trade, namely the Yau Ma Tee Fruit Market, the Yuen Long Freshwater Fish Market, and the Yuen Long Rural Assembly Vegetable Market. Among the wholesale markets, 5 are located along the Victoria Harbour. They are the Changshawan Wholesale Food Market Phase 1 and the Changshawan Fish Market, the Western Wholesale Food Market, the Kun Tong Fish Market, and the Shao Ki Wan Fish Market. On the utilization of wholesale markets, the wholesale markets along the Victoria Harbour are either fully or substantially occupied, and the occupancy rate is usually over 90%. Hong Kong people consume some 3,700 tons of fresh fruit every day, and most of the fresh fruit items are distributed through the wholesale markets. And taking the market throughput in 2010, we have over 50% of the marine fish, 70% of fresh vegetables and eggs, and over 80% of freshwater fish and fruits, and as well as 100% of live poultry, they are consumed, well channeled through the wholesale markets. As most Hong Kong people would prefer their fresh food sold fresh, so the retail outlets also source their supplies on a daily basis from the wholesale markets. And on average, we have 3,000 vehicle trips made to the wholesale market every day. There is a continued need for the FMO wholesale fish market, the freshwater fish market at Changsha Wan Wholesale Food Market Phase 1, and the Western Wholesale Food Market to locate along the seafront, as over 90% of the fish and the fishery products are from sea arrivals. Take the Western Wholesale Food Market, for example, and every day we have between 3 to 7 a.m. in the morning, there are 3 vessels unload freshwater fish and fisheries products. And around lunchtime, there is a vessel load fish, fruits and vegetables from onward delivery to the outlying islands. And in the afternoon, there is a vessel from Changsha unload shrimps to the market. And for the Changsha Wan Wholesale Food Market Phase 1, every day from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning, there are 5 vessels unloading sea-arrived freshwater fish and fisheries products. And finally, for the FMO wholesale markets, under the Marine Fish Marketing Ordinance, chilled marine fish is required to be landed and wholesaled at the designated FMO markets, which are all located along the seafront for landing of fish from the vessels, and at traditional fishing home ports or typhoon shelters where the fishing vessels anchor and source their supplies for the fishing operations. If the fish wholesale markets have to be located inland, so the sea arrivals will need to be offloaded at piers and then transported inland before wholesaling. This will cause double handling, and longer transportation time will cause rapid deterioration in the fish quality. Moreover, the additional handling costs are likely to be passed on to the consumers, so it will drive up the food cost. As a result, when we consider to relocate the wholesale markets, we need to identify suitable sites with sufficient area, with good transport infrastructure and convenience to most of the retailers as well as the restaurants. We also need to maintain easy access to the waterfront piers for the landing of the sea-arrived fisheries products. And also the stakeholders of the market should be thoroughly consulted in the process. So for the time being, the government have made initiatives to allow the public to access the harbour front. For the Western Wholesale Food Market, our department is prepared to release the 4 unused piers and part of the 500-metre seafront driveway for developing a waterfront promenade. And the government is now identifying an implementation and management agency for the proposed promenade and will revert to the Hong Kong Island Task Force on a comprehensive plan in due course. So before the materialization of the long-term development program, the government will, in collaboration with the Central and Western District Council, conduct various activities in the Western Wholesale Food Market. For example, the Central and Western District Council and our department jointly held the Western Wholesale Food Market Free Market Cum Carnival in mid-January this year, and over 7,000 public have participated in the event during the 2 days. And for the Changsha Wan Wholesale Food Market Phase 1, the government is also exploring the possibility of opening up part of the first floor car park for the public to access the waterfront. So in conclusion, the Hong Kong people need an adequate supply of reasonably priced quality fresh fruit that is safe for consumption every day. And the wholesale food and fish markets perform an indispensable function in the food supply chain. And finally, our department is always open to suggestions to enhance the public enjoyment of the harbourfront location under our purview. That's the end of our presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Just some observations, and then I'll throw it open to members' questions and comments. I mean, we had this discussion 6-9 months ago now, and frankly, we don't seem to be much further forward. So you might like to react to that. I mean, we were discussing what should happen at Western along the lines you're now proposing. We were discussing what you were proposing at Shengshawan about 9 months ago. So slight concern that we don't seem to be advancing at any pace, if I may put it that way. I think as the Commission we accept that fish and vegetables are very different, and I don't think we've ever been pressing or pushing that the fish market should be moved. I mean, I think our point on the fish markets is more that potentially they could be tourist attractions, or they could be of interest to tourists. We could, if you like, look at making them, if you like, more attractive or more of interest, if you like, to visitors, and they could be featuring themselves. So I don't think we have any argument with you about the sighting of the fish markets on the waterfront. I think the debate is about the two wholesale food markets, where life has moved on, time has moved on, and to a large extent they're now served by truck rather than boat, ship. Could you, I mean, just on the food markets, you say that some sea deliveries are still made to the food markets. I mean, is that of any quantity? Is that of any significance? I mean, it'd be interesting to know how much of the produce comes by sea. My sense is that nearly all of it comes by land now, but it'd be interesting for members, I think, to have that statistic. And when you talk about Chengshawan, you talk about the possibility of opening up part of the first floor car park, but when we were there and we visited with you, you pointed out, and we agreed with you, that there was potential to use the ferry piers as well at Chengshawan for public access and public enjoyment, and that doesn't seem to be mentioned in your paper. So they're just my initial thoughts and observations as the chair. Members, any questions that you want to raise? What I suggest we do is we'll try and gather all the questions, and then you can provide a comprehensive response. Thank you. As I say, my main concern is we don't seem to have moved on a great deal. Please, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Particularly on the food wholesale market, and in the slide, I saw there's a presentation on about vegetables, some people for doing preparation for delivery to restaurants, so on. But I understand from the industry that once the minimum wage bill passed, that kind of operation now mainly will be shipped back to mainland or machinery. They don't find it's worthwhile to do it now. Yes, all the restaurants want to be prepared vegetable, all cut, clean, and packaged ready for cooking. But they're seldom done in Hong Kong now because they sell it upon. So I think that's what the chairman said, the times have made change. So the importance of this wholesale market, I think, being dropped. And also, we noticed that many chain stores, chain restaurants, supermarket, and also purchasing all this food direct from the farmland or from mainland or somewhere. They normally don't go through this sort of wholesale market because that only create extra administrative costs. So they start to drop this kind of process. So I don't know whether the department has made a thorough assessment of the future need of this wholesale market. Say, what happened in 5 or 10 years after did that trend get on? Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Any other points members want to make? Questions? Peter? Thank you.
Well, in terms of Chengshawan, I really do wonder. I think Wendy said that the pier was used from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. So it should technically be possible to utilise the pier, perhaps in cooperation with the waterfront or a promenade for the majority of the daytime area. I mean, the main thing in this area, because there is no access from the surrounding area and there's absolutely nothing on the waterfront at all, it's difficult to get to. The main thing is to provide a waterfront destination point. And from our site visit, the overriding impression was how vast the site actually was. So I have 2 points, really. Is it possible to rationalize the uses by having a kind of study? It's one thing to say that 91.6% of the area is actually utilized for wholesale activities, But the majority of the site, it seemed to me, was surface area, which was lorry parking, but there was a lot of empty areas too. Now, I appreciate that it gets full up during the early hours of the morning, perhaps, but that's precisely the time when it needn't be used by the public. So I think we need some kind of a positive rationalisation exercise. And then secondly, the waterfront itself. The first floor of a car park is one thing, but I don't think the residents of Chung Chau Wan are going to be terribly excited by that. They want to see the water. They want to see activities related to it, which can scarcely be incompatible. So, again, I think these are facts, and they've been put forward very well and very sincerely. But I think, if we look at it from a slightly different direction in terms of actually how can we best create something, we might have a different way forward.
Thank you. Any views, Peter, on Western?
We've looked at Western. I think there are possibilities there. I think Agon Fish have been quite good here. They've been quite encouraging. We have four piers that we can use. We know that the conditions are not so good. They would perhaps for anything other than simple access or fishing or something like that would have to perhaps be reinforced for an additional floor or so. I think opening up the promenade is a very good thing. I don't necessarily see that we would have to sort of use any internal space, even if it was available. But I think opening the promenade, getting the connection through to the adjoining areas, is a good sign. That in fact would give us a link right through to Shuntak Centre and Central and beyond. So, I think that's what we're about in a sense. It's sort of an additive process, which is opening up more and more of the waterfront incrementally. I think there's a lot of possibilities that we could look at there, actually, part of our strategy.
Thank you. Winston, please.
May I deal with a very focused and limited point? I was not part of the site visit, so I can't really comment. But I would like to say, as a matter of principle, it is stated in my paper that the first use of the harbour front should be what must be on it. So I do think that a fish market at the harbour front makes a lot of sense. As to the actual design, the size and all that, it's matter for you. But for me, I would view something as it's got to be on the harbour front to make sense. Otherwise, the fish will not be fresh and all that. So that should be taken into account as a matter of principle.
Thank you. Anything else people want to raise? Could I just, before you answer, or could you add to your list, sorry? Government is in the middle of a study, I know, to locate certain projects in caverns or on new reclamation. I mean, are these markets part of that study? Because they would lend themselves to be in a cavern-type location. They would lend themselves to be on reclamation outside the waterfront. Are they on the list? Thank you. But perhaps you'd like to respond to all the questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, as well as the views and comments from the members. First of all, about the question asked by Chairman on the statistics of the arrival by sea. So from this slide, you can see is the throughput of the wholesale market in 2010. And for the marine fish and the freshwater fish, they essentially, over 90% have to be arrived by the sea. As a result, you can see is around 48,000 tons of freshwater fish and 47,000 tons of marine fish, and over 90% of them have to be arrived by sea. So this is the statistics you have asked for.
No, sorry, wrong way around. I'm interested in how much vegetables come by sea.
Essentially, all the vegetables are not arrived by sea.
None?
Not.
Right, okay. That's very clear. All right. Thank you.
So about the question on ready-to-cook or some sort of preparation done by a tray on vegetables. In fact, we can see the tray is changing with the market environment. And in fact, they are moving much more faster than we think of. Especially, they are trying to find a competitive edge to survive in the business. So for the fresh food wholesale trade, especially for the eligible wholesalers, we can see them in recent years, they have include many value-added services into their wholesale business, like we have mentioned about the washing, sorting, trimming, cutting to size, sort of pre-cooking preparation for the retail as well as the fresh food wholesale, the food business. So we are thinking of this kind of value-added service, in fact, will help the trade to survive, and in fact, it will also make some value in face of the minimum wage legislation.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps I'd like to supplement upon here. While members' observation is true in that sense, larger chains looking at the mainland to do their pre-cooking preparation. But again, there's a large number of smaller operators, and these operators they to start with their scale is much smaller, so they won't be able to make use of bulk delivery from the mainland. Second thing is, because they, in a way, they, you know, if they really need to watch their quality, they need to really check the goods themselves, because fresh produce, the quality of which is subject to a lot of changes. Right from the very beginning, you know, the skill of the farmer, you know, when they produce it, is it good enough? And then the after harvest handling, and then all the preparations, all affect the quality of the fresh produce. For a lot of small operators, they really would like to actually check it out and compare prices with different wholesalers before they commit themselves to a purchase. So just in fact, the observation is that more or less around about the time of the introduction of the minimum wage, there's a lot of demand for space in the wholesale market. They keep coming to us and want to rent more space because they need the space, to serve these retailers. So for the time being, what we see is that there's a demand for service in this direction. As for chains and other catering outlets looking for the mainland, our observation is that that more or less you really need to have quite a fair bit of a scale to reap benefits for taking delivery direct from the mainland. And our observation is that not many catering outlets are capable of doing that right now here in Hong Kong, except the really big chains. Thank you.
And also members asked about the opening up of the Changsha Wan wholesale food market, especially our initial idea is opening part of the first floor of the car park. We will keep on consulting the district council as well as the stakeholders about the opening up proposal before we finalize it.
Sorry, but I think the question was, could it not be extended to the ferry piers? Could not public access be extended to the ferry piers? Not ferry piers, to the piers, sorry.
For Changsha Wan, at the moment there are five piers. Three of them are currently in use, and basically they have both, parking alongside most of the time, because particularly with marine fish, because they keep coming. And then they're also outgoing as well. As for, there are two other piers that's currently vacant, and we are open to suggestions how to use them or turn it over for some other use. I think we can use the experience gained in Western wholesale market, and I think the same model can also apply in Changsha Wan. And I think through dialogue with the wholesalers, we should be able to find means to, in a way, rationalize the use of the space and you know, in different time, things like that. I think that's possible, Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. Any other responses? Sorry, I was asking about caverns. Maybe are you going to answer about caverns? Thank you.
You've asked about whether the study on caverns and further reclamation outside of Victoria Harbour cover the area the water outside of these two markets? Certainly the answer is no, but you're not suggesting that we should explore further reclamation of
these markets?
I'm suggesting
this is relocation of the markets into Cavan.
Oh, right. Well, we're looking at various caverns. That's the work of the works branch, and the consultant will certainly look at public facilities that do not need to be located above ground, and whether there are caverns that can be dug into for relocating these facilities. So whether these two markets can be explored, I'm not sure, but if you put these markets there, then you have to look at the transport infrastructure, roads, etc. So I don't think caverns will be suitable for the operation of these markets, but certainly I will relay your message to the consultant to see whether they will also study the feasibility of relocating these markets or the like to caverns.
Okay. Sorry. Yes, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I have asked the question is whether the department have started to think about the future demand and of this market is what will happen. Say, do they have any planning to say to assess whether this market, the person capacity is enough, or there will be a drop in demand, and so that they can have room for surrender some of the area or combine some of the market to from say like 2-1, so that we can release more land for other uses. For example, for marine fish, I noticed that now the government said that they're going to stop all the tomong. I don't know what's the English. So would that affect the marine fish throughput and leading to we need less market space? This kind of thing, I would like to see some planning from the government to evaluate whether this market should be there and as it is now.
Thank you. Please.
Chair, I noticed. Well, I think we still need wholesaling markets as such. It wasn't like a historical where we want all the food being controlled license, like rice, rations. But for health and hygiene, we do need a place to control the food. Below this, we have vegetables. We have marines, we have fruits, we have chicken eggs. Apart from fish, a lot of them, we don't really need to have a waterfront for control, you know. I think they all lump it together just for operations convenience. Mm-hmm. And we should, you know, for Thomas, we could move away some of the dry food and actually ease the transport, the land transport, because they're all going to town for all the lorries. So I think that might be satisfied. So, Charles, we get a more marine sea overfront for the public.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything else members want to raise? Peter?
Yes, well, I'll repeat again the point I made before about the opportunities for rationalisation. I think that's a study that could be carried out in-house, or it could be something that we look at ourselves. I think also there is a question as to whether fish sorting, selling, etc., can be used as a visitor feature, making these actually accessible to the public. And related to that, can the buildings themselves be examined in terms of a better design? I was in Tokyo recently, and in Tsukuba, they do all these things. In fact, it's a very big tourist feature there. One of the nice things is you can actually walk straight in. There's no stopping anybody walking through. And a lot of the shutters, the blinds, have beautiful paintings and illustrations of fish and so on and so forth. So if we're encouraging the public, again, I think this idea of better design than our usual grim utilitarian structures that really are just very, very unwelcoming, very unattractive. I mean, so again, I think we could perhaps do a little bit of homework and come up with positive ideas rather than simple statistics.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, you are.
Mr. Chairman, I think we need some solution space or some handle in order to make use of the what we think is possible excessive space. Of course, it's subject to the department's further study and justification. But if we do think that land access for the people it's difficult because it's so far out in the reclamation area, then perhaps that's why we need to focus on the piers. Since Mr. Liu said that perhaps there are some piers that can be considered for release or share use at least some time of the day, then perhaps we should focus on how to bring people in by water taxis. Or so the next thing is how we package the thing together with take this as the destination, and then to bring people from which origin and for what purpose. So we don't need to have a lot of land space or building space. Perhaps we can just more another, say, a seafood restaurant. Perhaps why should we all go to Aberdeen, right? And so everything is possible. So just need some handle on this.
Thank you. Dr. Liu, how can we help you? Because my sense is we need to give this some impetus. I sense there's a will in the case of both markets to accommodate public access, to make the piers available to the community. But from what you're saying and from the notes here, you need someone to be the agent, someone to take the responsibility. And I mean, I'm just wondering how we as the Commission can give weight to that, because are you looking around government for an agency to take charge of both of these initiatives, and are you getting the support from government?
Yes, in fact, last year we start sort of experimenting on this through in Western wholesale market, and I think the experience there is very valuable. In fact, we have ideas coming out from the commission, from the district board, and then we put it together, seek help from other government departments, and make it become a reality. So I think that's a very positive model that we can possibly use again in projects in Changsha Wan. So that's a possibility, and I think we can also expand on that basis. And I think the throughout the whole project, we actively involve the wholesalers as well, and they see the merits of it. I think that's important, because we need to get the stakeholders in, and they all come in, and I think that's a very successful experience. I would say we can repeat that that approach and see what we can achieve. So in that sense, we welcome ideas from members, or in particular from the Kowloon Task Force, because they will be they have more knowledge about the local sort of knowledge there. So I think that's a possibility, and I think we really open to suggestions from members, and in this case possibly more from the district board, because they will have the local knowledge. Because just now I heard members suggest different types of activities, but I think we need the local people in Sam Shui Po, in Changsha Wan, to advise us what they want. I think that would be better that way. And then just coming back to the other members' questions, how we see it, say in 5 years' time, the wholesale trade, you know, how it will change. I just like to refer members back to the current situation. In fact, occupancy rate. You can see that most of the wholesale markets are currently fully occupied. In fact, those unoccupied, the less than 10%, there are some other trade offices, or you know, the vacant poultry stores that we no longer rent out because of control on avian flu. By and large, there's a big demand for space, particularly for vegetables. As I said, basically for pre-cooking preparation. 5 years down the road, because to start with, we are not the sole provider of wholesale space in Hong Kong. In a way, anyone can do vegetable wholesale or any fresh food wholesale in any premises, so long as they meet environmental
requirements and all these other requirements. So at the moment, we don't seek to provide 100% of all the space need for fresh food wholesale. And then there are also other trends developing, such as people, we're trying to encourage people, in fact, to switch over to from fresh produce to, say, frozen or chilled produce, which require different sort of wholesale facilities, and then they can, and those are available in the private market. So balancing all these factors, the fundamental one really we think is the way Hong Kong people still prefer fresh food, and that's what makes this place diner's paradise, or you know, people really have cuisine, and then we have all different types of international cuisine. So from that point, our estimation at this stage is demand for wholesale space will still be keen if Hong Kong people basically stick to fresh food wholesale, because the trade basically is has its own special characteristics, and that all the trade in the people involved in the trade, they are all connected, and I cannot see they sort of go away or move to other premises or stop the trade altogether, because they are also evolving with the market. Say now they do all this pre-cooking preparation. They also extend credits to retailers, and all these are make them sort of all intertwined and all interrelated. And frankly, I do not see the wholesale people or the trade itself will disappear or change significantly in the next 5 years or so. Unless people are also moving away from the urban center as well, but I think by and large we see the situation remain as it is in the near to medium term. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Dr. Wu. My only caution is we live in a world of change. I wish I could forecast 5 years ahead. My only caution. But just coming back, I mean, to what I was trying to elicit earlier on. I mean, you're willing, we would like. What's the impediment, if you like, to taking this forward? I mean, you mentioned here the need for an implementation and management agency. Is that the block?
It will help, because in a way we manage wholesale market, and most of our colleagues are either in the managing wholesale market or in a deal with farmers or fishermen. We really no experts in packaging up, you know, this sort of thing for tourists or making it looks better. So we need help in that sense. And a management agency would certainly can sort of put it together, because within government as well as within expertise in the community, surely there will be expertise in how to packaging all these things up, make it work. So I think in that sense that will help.
And are you in discussion with LCSD, Tourism Commission, possible partners?
Yes, because my understanding is that we putting all these ideas through to the because the commission also have a secretariat that's sort of coordinating actions within the administration. So we are working through that channel.
Right. Okay. So the ball's in our court. All right. That's good. No. I prefer it in our court than other people's court. At least we can take some initiative. So you would like us to work alongside you, obviously through the Bureau and through the Harbour Unit, to see what we could come up with by way of solutions for these two opportunities?
To suggestions and ideas,
okay.
And then how we can sort of put it together. And I'm sure we will take it to the if there's any ideas, we'll take it to our clients.
Right.
That means the wholesalers,
okay.
and talk them through and try to get it implemented.
Okay. Well, I think what we'll do is ask the respective task forces at their next meeting or the next meeting but one to focus on these two opportunities and to to see how we could package them in a way that we could take them forward. All right.
Sure.
Please.
I think we have to look at what are practicable first. I mean, there are many ideas, but whether they're feasible in terms of finance and other parameters, you really need to think hard about it, because as Peter has mentioned, these are huge space, you know, that we can make use of. Whether we just want to turn the space into promenade, even so, we have to look at interface issues, because there are lorries running around and workers running around, whether it will be safe for the public to enter while Demarcus is doing operation, etc., etc. So I think the Harbourfront Commission and also the District Council would have to consider what are practicable. Then the next step would be to identify the relevant policy bureau to take the matter forward. If it's tourism, then it may be CDB, but if it's others, then the other policy bureaus would have to come in. I think that's how we should go about it.
No, I agree entirely, Thomas. That's why I was asking each of the task forces to focus on the specifics and see what we might do in terms of feasibility and practicability. Thank you. All right, members. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Members, we seem to be moving quite a pace. We are on to any other business. Obviously, a short agenda. Please.
By the way, in the previous paper, in the map, I seem to see that the so-called harbour front area, in whatever colour it was, my copy is black and white anyway, it just stopped short at Yan Chow Street in north. So it just bypasses, shies away from this wholesale market. Is it deliberate?
Which?
The paper on the task force. New task force.
New task force.
You look at the map and it just seems that the boundary just stops at Yan Chow Street, that is just at the doors of the wholesale market. So we are not afraid, huh?
No, it goes right on to Qingyi, don't worry. I think it's just the way the plan is printed. Yeah.